had a mouse in my house. I don't know if you've ever had a mouse in your house, but I had a mouse in my house. And this is how I found out I had a mouse in my house. I was sleeping, and then I felt a mouse crawl across my face. And I was like, oh, I must have a mouse in my house. I don't know what you do when you find out you have a mouse. This is what I did. First, I screamed like a girl. Then I took a shower for 9 hours. Then I went to go sleep in the living room. Next day, I went to go buy a mouse trap. I went to the store, I found a mouse trap I thought was perfect for my situation. It's a triangular box with glue on it that smells like peanut butter. And on the side of the box, it says, no poison, safe for children. I was like, great, I don't want poison in my home. I don't have any kids, I never know, I bring a girl over. She's like, I can't hang out. I got my kid with me. I'm like, don't worry, it's in the closet by the mouse trap. It's totally safe, you know? So I bought it. You're horrible people for laughing at this stuff. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. So I bought the trap, put it in the closet, and I went to sleep. And then I was awoken by a mouse screaming for its life, which is so soothing. It's kind of like those ocean wave CDs with the ocean wave noises, except there's a mouse screaming for its life, and there's no ocean wave noises. And I felt horrible. I'm like, I can't sleep while this mouse is dying slowly in pain and agony while I'm sleeping. So I went to sleep in the living room again. And the next day, I went to check on the trap and the mouse, and it was still alive. I was like, how is this thing still alive? It's been in the trap for like 8 hours. And I remember the box said, no poison. This is the worst mouse trap of all time. Then I went online. I'm like, what do I do? Mouse and trap, glue trap, still alive. And what the people for the ethical treatment of animals wanted me to do, they wanted me to take the mouse and the trap, take it miles away from my home, pour vinegar on the glue so the glue would melt and the mouse could get away safely without coming back to my home. So what I did was I put the mouse in a trash bag and threw in the dumpster. And it works great. It worked fantastic. It worked really well. That was great. But I felt horrible. I really am a good person, you guys. I don't want animals dying in pain and agony. It's horrible. So I found a humane mousetrap. What PETA wants me to do, a humane mousetrap. $40, that's how much I care. $41, I don't care. $40, I care. It's a plastic box. And you put real peanut butter in there. They're not messing around with this fake peanut butter. So I put in real peanut butter. And then you put in AA batteries. That's the best part. And what happens, the mouse goes inside, the lid shuts, and it gets electrocuted. I know, it's awesome. So I was so excited about this. I put the mouse trap in my closet and went to sleep. I was ready to be woken up by zzz or zap or whatever noise it makes. You know, I don't do sound effects, I'm sorry. And I waited every night for a week. No mouses in my trapses. Now I'm angry. I spent $40 on this mouse trap. I'm gonna have a dead electrocuted mouse in my house. So I'm trying to attract mice into my home. I put Cheez-Its all over my floor, put up some Minnie Mouse posters, put up some Mickey Mouse posters. I live in West Hollywood, I don't care, whatever, you know? But none of that worked, so I figured out a good solution. I just went to the pet store and I bought a mouse. And I electrocuted it. Yay, the end. That's the end of that one. It's a sad ending. It just has a sad, horrible sad ending, but thank you for clapping at that.